Dr. Julie Galthorpe and former NHLer, Stanley Cup champ twice, Andrew Shaw, our guest this morning, just talking about competitive sports and stressed out parents. And I think we're hitting a home run here this morning with Mix Nation. Final thoughts on this, Julie?
Yeah, I think just in terms of the conversation this morning, it's so important to clarify those goals. You know, is it fun, friends, fitness, or as Andrew just pointed out, is it this idea that your kid's the next Andrew Shaw? So Andrew can maybe weigh in on that a little bit, because he said not, you know, the statistics around that are not great if that's your only goal. So the goal has to be about social connection. It has to be about development. And it really, competitive sports are wonderful. Like, we're not knocking them this morning. They are really important in terms of growth, in terms of learning to work on a team. You know, when we see in businesses, people who've been on teams, they function well as a group, where people that come in as individuals and haven't had that experience, it's a real learning process for them. So it brings a whole bunch of great stuff, but you have to look at what your goals are and give your kids a voice in this. Let them say when they need a break, but at the same time, remember, two things can be true at the same time. And you also want them to understand commitment. So there is that balance in those two areas. And I think also maybe, Andrew, you can just speak to a little bit about what that investment should look like if your kids are younger, as opposed to this pressure like, oh my gosh, as soon as they're five, we need to get them in dry land. We need to get them doing all this extra training. Oh, got to be in, you know, a different location for skating. Maybe you can speak a little bit to that and take a bit of pressure off parents.
I'd love to give my advice to this. I think kids are in hockey. I think they're on the ice too much. I think they're focused at such a young age of becoming a hockey star. I think at a young age, you need to focus on having fun, creating friends, memories, and relationships with your parents, siblings, and other friends. I think if you're at the rink or in the gym all the time, you're not going to, you know, grow as an individual. Like I said earlier, I never played spring hockey or summer hockey. My parents threw me into basketball, football, rugby, soccer, every sport to make me more of an athlete and to see what I could excel at. You know, you don't want to be stuck on one thing at such a young age. Mm-hmm. You want to see what you enjoy, see what you like better, see where your skills are best applied. And I think pushing your kid and at, you know, like 7 to 12 years old, I think they should be having fun. I don't think they should ever be upset about going to the rink. I think they should be excited to go to the rink.
Yeah, we'll end it. I had a conversation with a woman's grandson's in AAA, and with the No Borders, he's playing out of town. And I asked her after the first week, how's it going for the young lad? He's in grade 7. And she said one thing he said already is he misses playing with his friends, because he's now on a new team, doesn't know anybody. Like, how that would get stale quick.
It does get stale, but I got traded from, you know, I was playing in the OHL from Niagara to Owen Sound.
Yeah.
I didn't know a single person on that team. I was only 17 years old or 18 years old, and I was headed there nervous, you know, scared. Mm-hmm. But I met some amazing people. I've been in touch with those people. I've been friends with them ever since. So it's hard to say that he's missing his friends, because he will make more, but the open border policy isn't going well, especially for an area like this where we have to travel, you know, an hour and a half to get to the AAA center.
And so young, grade 7, so grade 8. Come on. Anyway, thanks for coming in. We're short on time here, but thanks for coming in. How's everything going with you, Mr. Shaw?
I can't complain. Coaching two hockey teams this year, just trying to give back to my kids like mom and dad did to me.
Nice. And how's the team doing? They're not started yet.
We haven't started. We got our first exhibition game this weekend, so pressure's on.
Good stuff. All right, Dr. Julie Galthorpe, where can people track you down?
Feel free to look us up at galthorpetherapist.com or follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW. Have a great day, everybody.